أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمهم فداء. We are learning the instruction as how to make the best of the months of Ramadan. Always when it comes to such worshiping acts, whenever that we are praying, before we say Allahu Akbar, whenever we start fasting, when inshallah you get the blessing to go to Hajj, you go to Ziyarat, always make it the intention for yourself. If you want to optimize the benefit of it, this is my last Ziyarat in my life. This is my last Salat in my life. This is my last Ramadan in my life. And anyone here with a sound mind would say that, no, I know that it is not. I don't think anyone. None of us know. So it is well, really possible that this is the last Ramadan of Sheikh Mansoor Labbaie. Okay? So make the best of it. I'm talking to myself. Each and every one of you, give it the most, best priority, first priority for the month of Ramadan, knowing that this is the last Ramadan of my life. Okay? Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam in Sayyid Sajjaniye, supplication number 44, mentions certain recommendations for those who want to optimize the benefit of the months of Ramadan for themselves. We mentioned a few of them yesterday and a couple of more inshallah mentioned today. These two that I have picked from the dua are related to our social relationship. Always keep in mind that a good Muslim, a pious Muslim, is not the one who is just worshipping God, praying, fasting and everything. But in his social behavior, unfortunately, he is not doing well. So a pious person is the one also that along with his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his relation with his family, with his spouse, children is very smooth and lovely. That they miss him one day if he is not around. His relation with his friend, extended family, relatives, and neighbors also. This especially should be demonstrated much better during the month of Ramadan, because we are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are somewhere with very high in spirituality. Now, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, in that dua, and I'll read this part of it and translate and explain. The Imam says, وَوَفِّقْنَا فِيهِ لَأَنْ يَسْلَ أَرْحَامَنَا بِالْبِرِّ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Oh Allah, bless us. The beauty of, I mentioned this yesterday and repeated again, the beauty of this book of Sayyid Sajjadiyye, this textbook I would say of Sayyid Sajjadiyye, is the core of it. And remember last night I was talking about the string of Tawheed in everything. The string of Tawheed in Sayyid Sajjadiyye is so apparent. A psychologist would sit here and talk about some social behavior, but says that if that's how we're supposed to do it, this is the technique, how to develop your social skills, blah, blah, blah. Imam Zain al-Abidin and Ahlul Bayt al-Musallam don't have this approach. The Imam says, Ya Allah, you bless me to behave well with people around me. You bless me to improve the quality of my namaz. You bless me, you inspire me. What does it mean? Everything is from there. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a tawfiq, we cannot do anything. This is the pure monotheism and Tawheed. This is the beauty of Sayyid Sajjadiyye and the approach of Ahlul Bayt al-Musallam. By the way, in this part of Sayyid Sajjadiyye, Imam Zain al-Abidin is instructing us, one of the duties we have in the months of Ramadan is to keep the bond of relation with whom we share womb. This literal translation of Silatul Rahim. Rahim means the womb of the mother, great-grandmother. Whoever that with in grandmother, you share that your great grandmother is the same lady, so they are your Silatul Rahim. Simple language these days, those who have this, share the same blood relation to start with, and the closer, the more responsibility. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that we do not know of anything that would be expanding the span of your life more than Silatul Rahim. For those who wish to live longer in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the key, secret keys to that is keep the bond of relation with your relatives. The closer, the more responsibility. And when we are talking about Silatul Rahim, we are not saying that necessarily go and visit them in person. They are in need financially. Your brother is in financial need, for example. Your sister is in financial need. And you can help them. You help them. This is Silatul Rahim. Of course, visiting is there as well. But I'm saying that if there is a common mistake, they think that Silatul Rahim is just visiting each other. No, it's not just a visit. There is so much into the under the category of Silatul Rahim. Somebody comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and says, "Aha, I have a relative, and yes, there's a blood relation between us. But he's Hindu, for example. I'm saying this. He's non-Muslim. Do I have any obligation to keep the Silatul Rahim with him?" The Imam says that, yes, if he was Muslim, he had two rights on you. Please pay attention to this. If he was Muslim, he has two rights, or she had two rights on you. One being having a blood relation, the second being Muslim. But even if he is not Muslim, if you are not Muslim, but they are related to you, you have an obligation towards them to somehow keep the relation with them. Another one comes and says, "Aba, I have a relative that, yes, they are my relative, but they are not practicing Muslims. She is not wearing the hijab, God forbid, they are drinking, whatever. Yeah, they are not practicing Muslim. Do I still have the obligation to visit them and keep the Salatul Rahim?" The mom says, "Yes, there is." And look at the Risala Amali of your Maraja, they say there is no exceptions when it comes to Salatul Rahim. Salatul Rahim is an obligation, full stop. But they are sinning, gently go and advise them. Keep a very smooth and nice view, especially with wisdom and nice behavior. Inshallah, you can attract them. Like the example I want to tell you. Now, let's follow what the Imam Zainuddin says. Some of your people around you, or you have blood relation with, so you have an obligation of Salatul Rahim. If they are also Muslims, Shia, like yourself, you have two obligations. If you are also living at your neighborhood, because there is another right of the neighbors as well, something that we are very much oblivious of. And subhanAllah, so much emphasis we have in Islam and the practice of the Holy Prophet. The Prophet was caring and looking after his non-Muslim neighbors. Anytime a slaughter is a goat, says first send it to this Jewish neighbor. The Ahlul Bayt knew who their neighbors were, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. And they were keeping relation with them, looking after them, and all the rest of it. That is another lecture. So imagine that I have a relative that with whom I have a blood relation. He's also like me, sharing the same faith and belief, and also living at my neighborhood. And the definition of neighborhood in Islam is within the vicinity of 40 houses in all directions. So there are three obligations here. But this happens to be a sinful person, not a practicing Muslim, unfortunately. Abu Basir, one of the very eminent companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, had such a neighbor. A relative, neighbor, Muslim, but unfortunately not practicing Muslim. He says that every time I hear the noise of, and was apparently next door, he used to chuck a party, as we say, in his house, inviting female singers, dance and songs and all the rest of it. Often maybe drinking as well, and really he was a big nuisance to us. And it was not possible for me to change my house. I kept telling him that, "Brother, you're supposed to be Muslim, Shia, what is this?" To no avail. Once in one of my, because my mom Sadiq had told us and taught us not to cut the communication and relationship with your neighbors, Muslim and relative. And I said, "What can I do really? These people are really on our nerves." One day before I wanted to go to Hajj, I said, I went to bid farewell to him, and I said, "That look, I'm going for Hajj, and please, for God's sake, my family are here, take it easy, don't do, try to change your lifestyle." And the guy turns around and tells Abu Basir that you are going to Hajj, you are going to see your friend, doesn't say my Imam. By friend, he meant Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who lives in Medina. When you see your friend, tell him, pray for this poor Shia. Maybe he was sarcastic, God knows, or sincere. That's how I am, brother. That's my life. I cannot change. You know, some people, they think that they cannot make a change. Abu Basir says, "I made my Hajj and I'm going to Medina to visit Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam as per practice. And I mentioned to Imam Sadiq that, I have a neighbor relative, neighbor, and Muslim supposedly as well, but not practicing Muslim. And that's the message he gave me to pass to you. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, when you go back home, tell him that ma anta fi wa ana adhmanu ala laka ala Allahi al-Jannah. Translation: change your lifestyle and Ja'far ibn Muhammad ibn Sadiq salawat wa Muhammad wa Muhammad. Change your lifestyle and Ja'far ibn Muhammad ibn Sadiq Imam Sadiq, inshallah, by the will of God, will guarantee you paradise. Very good deal. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is giving you guarantee that you'll be among people of paradise. But change your life, son. All what requires from you, tell him to do this. Abu Basir, he says that I went home and that neighbor, relative, came to my to visit me. He came with some of you know, his friends. When the visit finished, I said to him that if you may stay, I have a message for you, because I want to tell you privately. Everybody left. And I said to him that, remember some months ago, before I go to Hajj, I came to visit you and bid farewell, and what you told me. He couldn't remember. I reminded him, said, yes, yes, I remember. I just said it. He said, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to me to tell you that you change your life, and I promise you paradise. I promise you. Ja'far ibn Muhammad is promising you paradise. As soon as I said that to him, subhanAllah, the penny dropped. And my relative neighbor, he said that you've done your bid, the rest of it is my bid to you. Thank you very much. I got the message. Long story short, Abu Basir narrates that my relative neighbor changed really his lifestyle. Music stopped. Singers no longer coming. He started selling even his property, his like furniture and everything. Apparently he's been doing gambling, and some haram income was coming to his house as well, because we realized that his furniture are going out. Until one day he comes to me and said, Habibi, I only have this shirt on me. Everything else I've sold it and gave it as charity. I'm not in need of even, I don't have even furniture left. And he said, through with friends and some other relatives, we arranged some furniture for him. Couple of months later, long story short, I was told that he is bedridden. I went to visit him, and subhanAllah, he's conscious and subconscious, unconscious, subconscious, and he's in dying bed. As soon as he saw me sitting around his bed, he looked at me and he said that, Ya Abu Basir, your friend fulfilled his promise, and he passed away. Your friend fulfilled his promise and passed away. Allahu Akbar. Abu Basir is narrated, very eminent companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, next year I went to Hajj, and because they were living in Kufa, far away, you remember Kufa, Najaf, far away from Saudi. And I went to Medina. Abu Basir says, one step of my food was in the house of Imam Sadiq, another one is still outside. As soon as Imam Sadiq noticed me step into his house, he said, Ya Abu Basir, we fulfilled our promise with regards to your relative neighbor, Allah. Before me even telling the Imam. Moral of their story, even if your relatives, you think their faith is lower than your level, even if you think they are not practicing Muslims, but they still keep the relation with them smoothly, nicely. Of course, do the enjoining good and forbidding evil in a nice and wise manner, inshallah, sooner or later, they will also be guided. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.